This is the VNet Radio Podcast with guest host Alan Carpenter and our very own Matt Wertel.
I guess most companies don't have to make so much time for the company Christmas party as they have in years past, and that's part of what we're talking about today because it's something that in a lot of places is a time-honored and much-beloved tradition.
Yeah, you know, I think this time of the year, you know, normally into right around Thanksgiving, generally you're starting to get invited to not only your corporate Christmas parties or holiday parties, but also those with your favorite nonprofits or your favorite vendors are inviting you to some sort of engagement or gathering and just, you know, getting everybody together and having a few laughs and kind of winding down the year together. And obviously with the pandemic has changed that considerably from the standpoint of, I think only 23%, according to some statistics online, are saying that only 23% of businesses or organizations are having some sort of holiday party. And the ones that are, 75% of those parties are virtual, just obviously due to the COVID-19 restrictions and everything else that we're working through right now. So, you know, with that, we kind of wanted to go through some options for folks as we've talked throughout the year. And it's been one of those years that's gone by very, very quickly. As to some ideas or tips to either conduct a virtual party online if you haven't planned one yet, you know, it's not late to do that or to look to do something at the beginning of the year. But then also maybe some ideas for, you know, reshaping how you connect with your employees or customers or vendors or otherwise.
Yeah, and I guess the good news is it's sometimes, in some ways, a little easier to throw one together at the last minute, and especially with you shared an article with me that we'll talk about, places like Microsoft actually adding, I guess you could say, shortcuts to putting together a holiday gathering and ways to enhance so it doesn't just look like a Zoom meeting, you know, that a couple people have Santa hats on.
Exactly. So Microsoft has, you know, and all of the technology companies have really pivoted rather quickly during the pandemic as we've been kind of thrust into the whole concept of virtual everything, but the virtual learning or virtual remote meetings. I think we're all in Zoom meetings, or most of us are in Zoom meetings or Teams meetings throughout the day. So Microsoft has built, a bunch of different add-ons into the platform. Their new Together mode, for example, kind of brings everybody together in one screen, and you can have a virtual background that kind of showcases a snow landscape or some other ideas that they've talked about is, you know, changing your custom backgrounds, which I know most of us have probably played around with custom backgrounds, so making them festive so they look like they're Christmas-themed or holiday-themed. So there's some different concepts, you know, some of the ideas potentially, you know, a lot of us have probably been to the ugly sweater parties throughout the years because things are virtual. Obviously, you can still wear your ugly sweater at your house or wherever you're set up virtually, but some ideas that are out there that you could have a contest, so the ugliest virtual background. So, you know, scour the internet for the most interesting, although corporately correct, image or something. You know, it could be a picture of Cousin Eddie's RV or something from National Lampoon's Christmas that becomes your background. Something to that effect to really jazz up the fun and to make it a little more interesting, just instead of just, you know, talking virtually. With breakout rooms, there's some interesting things now available too. So you could divide your holiday gathering and with breakout rooms that allows you to, you know, if you have 50 people, kind of break out people into, you know, five rooms of 10 people, so that people are mixing and mingling together, kind of like you would in an actual holiday party, and then bring everybody together. To kind of, you know, talk about things. There's different games that you can play. Teams has some integrated capabilities to connect with different games. So you could do trivia games, virtually. And there's a whole host of things available on the web from being able to host, you know, virtual Jeopardy or virtual Family Feud type of games. Mm-hmm. All of these things have kind of sprung up during the pandemic. They probably were there before, but they're more so being reliant on relied upon with organizations of the pandemic, not only for holiday party gatherings potentially, but then also just for team building and to give some sort of, you know, human connection and, you know, kind of that competitive spirit and camaraderie that some of which we're missing because we're all in different places now.
And it's, you know, it's one of those sort of a I don't want to say a catch-22. It's almost a pitfall, because now we need esprit de corps more than ever, you know, and now we need to sort of have that dimension of enjoying our time with our coworkers and so forth. But necessarily we're separate from them at the time we need it the most. It's really important. And if people are listening saying, well, it's just a Christmas party, why even bother? I think it is important for our company.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think some of the things that people have talked about, and there's a lot of, you know, resources available online, and we put some on our website at vnet.us. But you know, still consider the party as a big deal. You know, it's always been people would dress up, or, you know, it might be more relaxed, obviously, this year. But, you know, send invitations out. Do all of the planning that you normally would do. You know, different organizations, some of the large organizations, worldwide organizations like PayPal and others have kind of planned out a day or series of days of events where they're having, and obviously scales based upon the size of your company, but they might have, you know, music or something during this particular time slot that people can jump into and mm-hmm. listen to. There's some really creative ideas that can be out there. In terms of, it could be a virtual cooking class, you know, baking or decorating holiday cookies. It could be, you know, some sort of wine tasting or spirits tasting, you know, holiday beverage types of things. And it could be as simple as, hey, here's the list of things that you as the employee need to go purchase. Or, you know, we've seen a huge uptick, and I don't know how many listeners or how many folks listening to the show today have experienced this during the pandemic, but I know me personally, I have with some of our vendors is that, you know, they're shipping boxes of things to you. And, you know, then they're having you just log on at a particular time. So, hey, it's either cooking a steak, or it's, you know, testing bourbon or something like that. So, you know, I think there's a lot of opportunity also that the pandemic has brought to us. You know, yes, there's a lot of tragedy and a lot of pain. But potentially, you know, you might have a small business here in Erie, Pennsylvania, or throughout the region, and you might be able to say, hey, let me take some of this stuff virtually and partner with other organizations or other businesses here and say, hey, if I'm, you know, a bartender, or if I'm a chef, or, you know, some of these definite areas of the industry that have been really pounded by the pandemic, how do I get creative and kind of build a platform or kind of build an offering that then can be promoted virtually, and it's something that I think there's a lot of need for, and people are really looking for it and seeking it out. It's probably, it would be great if we had some local resources to be able to help facilitate that, and there might be some out there. I might just not be aware of them yet, but I know that there's a lot of companies online that are really kind of taking advantage of this whole virtual kind of in-a-box experience-in-a-box type of thing. That typically you would do in person, but now let's put all the pieces in a box, kind of like HelloFresh or, you know, those types of places that have kind of done that with food for many, many years, doing the same thing and then connecting it with some sort of expert, you know, if it's a chef or if it's a mixologist or if it's a baker or what have you, to give that expertise, and you're learning something, having some fun, and doing it from your house. So, you know, that's another piece of it that, with holiday parties, it could just be, instead of the traditional holiday party, that we just kind of all sit around and nibble on some cookies and some food and have a favorite beverage of our choice and maybe use a photo booth. Could still do some of that, but maybe tie in some additional camaraderie with, you know, leveraging some learning at the same time and having fun with it.
And supporting the community, too. I love it when you were talking about, like, a virtual cooking class, because we have so many talented chefs who are just making takeout right now.
Yep. Right.
And they certainly... you know, would appreciate the exposure for the business, the chance to share their expertise. I think that's just a really neat idea in place of, or maybe as an appendix to the Teams or the Zoom holiday party. I think that's just a great way for people to acknowledge the season and, you know, anything, as I've said 1,000 times on the air, but I'll keep repeating until the holiday's over, anything we can do to support these local, you know, restaurants and establishments, from having an event like that to, you know, buying your gift cards there for your team, that may help keep them afloat through this thing.
Absolutely. And I think that's where, you know, locally understanding, you know, where the need is and who has the expertise and how can we kind of work together to package these things up and build a solution that's not only going to be, you know, the pandemic is going to wane at some point, but I think the option of having some of these virtual experiences is going to continue. One, from the standpoint, it's a lot easier for corporations to sometimes manage. You know, if you're traditionally flying, you know, people all over the country, all over the world, hey, that's something that they can do from the comfort of their own home. Mm-hmm. You probably get a higher level of engagement, might get a higher level of return for that sort of investment in your employees or in your customers. And it showcases some of the local talent that we have here and the local capabilities to, yeah, you know, a national or worldwide audience. So, you know, definitely, you know, there's a technological piece to it, you know, Zoom or Teams, and there might be a video camera and some other logistics that go into it. But it's really kind of touching multiple facets of our supply chain that, yeah, could benefit a lot of different people and really showcase some of the great talent that we have here in our community. So I think it's one of those things, thinking outside of the box and looking at long term and saying, okay, can I build a business model around this, or a side hustle type of business bolted onto my traditional brick and mortar business? And you might find that there's a lot of demand for it, and it's just a matter of trying to put the pieces together. Because it is pretty interesting how all of these have kind of come together in a short period of time. But it's definitely something that I think a lot of us can look back and say, this is really cool, and I've really had a good experience with it. And it helps, like I said, showcase some of the local organizations that we have here that are really struggling, and it helps them, you know, keep going forward, and hopefully to the standpoint that they'll be able to survive and make it through the pandemic. So whatever we can do, definitely, you know, reach out to them and see what we can come up with as a creative idea.
Yeah, and some of these folks, when you see them on social media cooking or demonstrating their wares, they're such characters. I mean, they're some of these guys, like my friend Rich from Ironstone Meadery, or my friend Jufi from Samurai Kitchen and Sushi, they're built to, there's God sort of made them to do videos. They'd, yep, be wonderful for an event like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So just a partner with anybody that you can, I think is the goal. You know, keep it local, just like you would, you know, buy catering locally if you're holding an event here, you know, for your holiday party. Like you said, buy the, if you're sending gift cards or packages, care packages to your employees, do all of that locally. You know, things like, even, hey, if you're doing a cooking class, maybe get a branded apron for everybody that's got your company, yeah, logo on it. And, you know, buy that from one of our, you know, local embroidery shops here, or silk screening shops here that you can support. So I think there's a lot of ways that you can take some of the funds that traditionally you would spend on a holiday party and kind of redirect them to the standpoint of continue to support our local economy and local community, but also make something that's virtual and can be fun for everybody.
You know, this is kind of off topic, but I wanted to say this because my wife and I were talking yesterday about our first encounters with the internet. And, you know, she's obviously not from here, so she wasn't on AOL because it wasn't America Online. Mm-hmm. And it was a funny thing because I said there's a point in my life where I can sort of gauge where I was in my life by the kind of phone I had, the kind of computer I had, the kind of internet I had, you know, from dial up to DSL, so forth and so on. And I thought, you know, and you would know better than I, is that going to continue? I mean, it seems like we're making, you know, better iPhones, better iPads, better PCs, but it's still a better version of what we had before. Do you see anything revolutionary happening in the next couple of years?
Well, I think if you look just where we've been during this pandemic, and I had made this comment to one of our customers the other day, you know, looking at where you were at in March, right, and, mm-hmm, and most people from a corporate or organizational perspective, very limited use of video. You know, yes, it was one of those, yeah, one of those things that you kind of did every now and again, but you rarely used it. It's like, oh, use Zoom or send me a Zoom meeting, but I don't have a camera and I don't have a microphone. You know, I'm just going to call in on my phone, right? That has been completely wiped away. So I think we've moved from a video last to a video first type of organizational strategy. where obviously if you don't have your camera on, if you don't have a camera, now it's look, hey, turn your camera on. Hey, can you get on video? Can you see this? Can you hear me? Those sorts of things. And we're sharing screens before that we weren't doing before. We were maybe emailing things to people and they were reading them advanced. Now we're just collaborating and communicating right on screen. So the advances in the technology from, you know, video conferencing to teleworking have come, you know, leaps and bounds, and I think Microsoft is reporting 115 million daily users on Teams, which is insane. You know, ellipsing, you know, what Zoom and others are using. So it's one of those things. I think video is going to be a huge strategy. How that's getting get morphed and changed into our organization strategies, I think, is going to be the next piece of it. And I think we've touched on it before. Historically, you know, we've been a very in-person type of society. Mm-hmm. We're still going to have that at some point once the pandemic is over. But, you know, how do we train our organizations to leverage video and the technology that we have to do the selling, to do the support, to do all the things that we need to do as an organization and as a community, and to do it properly? But then, you know, long-term, you know, what are some of the other advances that we can be leveraging video for? So I think we talked about it before, you know, obviously, people in nursing homes or other extended care facilities have limited access to some of these technology tools. Right. I think that's going to be an area that you're going to start to see more remote video. It's already out there, and it's getting better by the day. You know, how do you connect with grandma or grandpa who's in the nursing home and leverage technology, be it Amazon, be it, you know, Microsoft, be it, you know, your smartphone apps, to be able to connect with them on a more personal basis, on a daily basis than you traditionally would over phone. So, you know, leveraging those video technologies, the same, I think, with telehealth, obviously, with pandemic, I think a lot more people have leveraged telehealth over video to connect with doctors to say, hey, do I have COVID or what are my symptoms? That's obviously going to change. It's not going to go back in the box. So I think the whole video-first culture that we've kind of been forced into, much like if you go back to the days of when the iPhone came out and everybody said, well, what's this text messaging, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
What's
so we used to text message on our flip phones, and, you know, some people were really good at the your thumbs kind of wore out over a while after trying to type a text message because you just couldn't do it. It just took too long. And then once the iPhone and other smartphones came out, it's like, hey, well, I can just type the letter I wanted to type, and it comes up. You know, texting and SMS we don't go back from that now. And I think video is that next phase that we're not going to go back. So now the technology needs to support that. So the faster broadband connections, the 5G wireless, which is starting to come out, you know, those sorts of things are really going to create a whole new world in terms of video first. But then, you know, if your cameras are going to get better and all these applications are going to continue to evolve, that you can create these virtual experiences that they're probably going to feel and act just like you're there. So, you know, you're a gamer, Alan. You know, some of the virtual reality, some of that stuff is probably all going to continue to morph and mesh together and just get better over time. But from a company standpoint, you know, how am I going to change my business practices? You know, I'm probably going to travel less. I'm going to do more virtual engagements. I'll travel maybe a little bit. But then those in-person engagements probably need to up their games as well, just because so much is going to be able to be done virtually and have such a great experience. So, you know, I think from all aspects of the economy, it's really taking a deep dive and looking at, you know, how did we do business before, you know, and now going into 2021, you know, how are we going to do business going into the next year? And then what training, what hardware, what expertise do we need to really make those investments and to leverage those tools as much as possible?
Yeah, what I noticed too, especially with Teams, because that's what we use here in this company, that those technologies are becoming, you know, it's a cliche, but they're becoming very user-friendly. When I first tried video conferencing a few years ago, it was clumsy. Teams is so seamless, and anybody who uses a cell phone can learn how to use it in 5 minutes or 10 minutes, how to do the basics with it.
And I think looking at, you know, from a technology standpoint, you know, with our, you know, we're in technology business, so remote support. you know, things along those nature. So instead of sending somebody out to the field, hey, if I've got a customer that has an iPhone or has a video camera, you know, and we could do this before, but even more so now, it's like, hey, you're on the Teams app, you know, let's connect. Can you share your cell phone and kind of show me what's going on? You know, so show me the room where the lights are blinking red. And, you know, yes, we can see some of those things remotely, but it might be that extra pair of eyes instead of actually sending physical hands into a situation. You know, now that the technology is more user-friendly, the video quality is much improved, you might be able to leverage some of those remote services to get a faster resolution, which is what we want to do, but then also provide a higher level of service to your customer. So it's definitely an interesting time, and, you know, I think that's one of the things that we've talked with a lot of customers about is understanding your video strategy going into 2021. What do your conference rooms look like? What do your employees, what are they using? Do they have all the right tools? Do they have the right headsets? Do they have the right speakerphones?
Yes.
We've talked to some customers like, hey, I put up green screens in my offices and my home so I can, you know, project different images back behind me. I've gotten, you know, little LED lights to put around my screen so I have better lighting when I'm on a lot of video calls. So, you know, there's a lot of different things you could be thinking about. It's just a matter of probably doing an inventory, and, you know, now is the time as we look into the next year, you know, what's worked, what hasn't worked, and then understanding, you know, what's the technology piece that we can plug in to fix some of the ills that we've been running into, because we know that we're not, you know, as they say on, you know, Jurassic Park or Jurassic World, which my son loves to watch, you know, you can't put it, once the dinosaurs came out, you can't put them back in the box, right?
Yes, right.
So, just like video, it's like once it's out here now, or just like SMS, or just like smartphones, like once they came out and they got widely adopted, we're not going back to the days of sending faxes or doing things in a, you know, a very analog world. It's going to keep improving, and now it's incumbent upon us to train our employees and to train our staffs and to train our customers. Like, here's the new way we're going to engage you, and this is the way that I think will be accepted. Yes, we still want to see you in person when things are safe, and we know that we can. But for now, you know, let's create the best virtual experience as possible. And the same goes to, you know, holiday parties, engagements with our teams that are mostly working remotely. You know, how do we do that in a way that is effective and also provides a great experience? But then, you know, in terms of holiday parties or holiday events or just general company events, you know, how are we going to do that to engage and to support our local community and the experts that are here that can definitely help us learn something new or find a new craft or just, you know, cook a better meal, whatever the case may be that we're trying to do virtually. And I think there's a lot of opportunity to really work together and improve the community as a whole.
We've got to wrap up, but I do want to mention that VNet's website has just loads of great information. Really, really interesting links you put up. So remind us of the website once again.
Your website is vnet.us. There's bunch of different links. We're always updating the Microsoft Teams websites, as well as we have a Healthy Connections page, which connects directly with some of the radio pieces that we talk about here. We have a dedicated radio page that includes all of the podcasts or this program that we've done throughout the year. So that's all available for you to go back and see. If you have any questions or would like to reach out to one of our team, you can contact us locally at 833-9111. Glad to help kind of go through your technology roadmap and understand how you can make a video first strategy or help you put together an event. If you need some tools or assistance, definitely try to point you in the right direction.
Awesome. Thank you so much, man. Good talking to you as always.